Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the snap. Offensive line holds the throw, looking for Chase. Caught! Right corner of the end zone! Touchdown, LSU! And the Tigers have their first lead of the ball game.
LSU radio with the call. The explosion. It was like the Kansas City Chiefs. Really, LSU just turned on the offensive light switch, and they end up winning the national championship 42-25. It's Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station, and this was a 17-7 lead for Clemson after the Higgins reverse. He trucked Fulton, who some draft people think could be a target for the Cowboys at 17. He got absolutely trucked and worked on last night. And then, bam, you got a Burrow bomb to his favorite wide receiver on the night, Chase. He threw another dime. And at the end of the second, they were up 28-17. And actually, it was Burrow and Moss that ended up putting them up 28-17. And there was a 3rd-and-10 run. What a gutsy call. It was 20 seconds left. LSU had no timeouts. And Burrow ended up running it. And this guy can move.
Yeah, he can. Very good runner.
Both of them can move.
Yeah, Lawrence is a fantastic runner. He's faster. He got up to dang near 20 miles an hour in that run against Ohio State. He is a tremendous runner.
So then it was on. And Clemson started the third quarter the best way that you could. They got a rushing touchdown and eventually got to a 3-point game. And then you had the ejection for targeting, controversial ejection because of that rule. Moss with another touchdown, making Randy, his pops, happy in the stands. 35-25 offensive PI on Clemson, and the game was over in the fourth quarter. So they are celebrating in Louisiana, basically a home game. Broadus said it was like 60-40 with the Clemson fans showing up. But Dave Hellman, Brian Broadus, and the rest of Tiger Nation celebrating as they were this morning when we spied on LSU radio.
Good morning, New Orleans. Good morning, Baton Rouge. Good morning, Louisiana. And good morning, LSU Tiger. Y'all listening to Yawning in the Morning with your host, Antoine Yon Baptista, KWNO New Orleans, number one sports radio. And we celebrating a big Tiger win last night here at the Superdome. Of course, the program, as always, brought to you by D. French Quarter Pastry Store. Ain't nothing else to say. It's the only place to get your beignet. And we got a very special guest on our phone line right now. It is the head coach of the national champion, LSU Tiger. Coach O, can you read me?
Good morning.
Oh, Coach, you know, that's a great talk right there. You must be feeling pretty good.
I'm doing good. Of course, this is Coach Ed Orgeron, national champion of the LSU Tigers. You know, they talk about the trophy.
Hey, what a beautiful trophy it is, and what a game by you and them, the LSU Tiger. And how about all them former Tigers on the sideline?
No, they were good old game. Joe Burrow, Odell Beckham Jr., and all the double players down there. But you know what, Antoine Bautista? I'd like to do something this morning. I'd like to do something this morning for the national champion, known as LSU Tigers. I'd like to tell a joke. You ready for a joke?
Come on, Coach. You know I ain't going to turn down a joke after the national championship game now.
All right, here we go. These double
I don't know.
To get to the other window and then the window. Oh, damn, old sweetie. Oh, no. Dave Hilbert and Brian Broaddus. Oh, that's so good. Don't joke about that. All right, I got to go. I got to get ready for next season. That's what you know. The LSU Tiger defending the national champion. Coach Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers!
Thank you, Coach. As always, thanks to our sponsor for the final Coach O call-in of the year, Creole Mexipeds. When you got a problem with your lady ho, grab a jumbo box of Creole.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That puts me in tears every single time.
How is he still awake?
And Coach O said he's going to celebrate his post-game celebratory meal, a ham sandwich. You talk about the different people on the sidelines, all the Booger McFarland jokes yesterday. All the Boog jokes that, you know, the prediction the Tigers will win this game.
Tigers will win this game.
Odell Beckham is so hated. People are tweeting us hate over Odell in the locker room, like the different websites. Of course, Odell Beckham found out a way to get into the LSU locker room. Like, why would he not go in there?
He's a former player.
Why would he not go in there? Why would he not be on the sidelines? That's part of what makes college so cool, is having the alumni go back. The Honey Badger was down there. Odell, why would he not go in there and celebrate?
Yeah, it's not like Odell's ever going to celebrate a championship in any other sport.
All those guys running around celebrating and everything. Why wouldn't Odell be in there?
Right? I mean, I see what you did there. it's crazy. I mean, the amount of hate people put on just to hate.
Yeah.
Like, let Odell have his fun. I mean, it's a school. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's going to be the last time we see the one that we need to pour one out for. That's the last time we're going to see Boog on national TV once Romo takes his job, right? With the rumors out there.
No, they'll put him in they'll put him in his little cart again.
Oh, no.
There's no way he's getting relegated to the cart.
No.
He's going to go back in that little Booger Mobile.
So there it is, LSU Radio celebrating this morning at halftime. I don't know how you missed this. Me and Roy are telling RJ about the top 11 college football players of all time that were honored and named.
Well, I don't usually watch. I knew there wasn't like an act, so like I wasn't going to watch that. You know, I was getting
the time to turn it during an act.
No, you got to see. You got to see that. Like
horrible.
Halftime, I just, at all sports, I go do something else. And last night, I wanted to finish. I'm on episode 2 of the Civil War documentary from Ken Burns.
Oh, you try to squeeze a show into halftime?
No, I squeezed in the rest of the episode that I had started from earlier that day.
Okay, that's a dangerous proposition right there. There's a good chance that the show is going to overrun.
Would you do have to keep checking back, flipping back?
No, I set a timer on my phone of 22 minutes, which is a normal college halftime.
And how did Robert E. Lee do that year?
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. We're still in 1862.
Spoiler, lose.
We just had the Battle of Shiloh, the very bloody battle.
Top 11 college football players of all time were honored last night. We'll go from 11 to 1. Roger Staubach out there on stage. 10. Gale Sayers. 9, Barry Sanders. 8, Dick Butkus. 7, Earl Campbell. 6, Red Grange. 5, Jim Thorpe. 4, Archie Griffin. 3, Bo Jackson. 2, Herschel Walker. And number 1, Jim Brown.
Yeah, again, I didn't see this list, and I saw it this morning, and I mean, these are names. I mean, these are huge names throughout the history of the sport.
Right.
Huge names. And I think the one thing that you guys brought up is that there's nobody that's even remotely recent. And I went and looked at the rest of this list because they did 150 of this. This was just the top 11. Okay. There's 150 members of this entire list.
All right.
And you go beyond the top 11, Hugh Green from the 70s, Doc Blanchard from Army in the 40s, Bronco Nagurski from Minnesota in the 20s, Ernie Davis, Syracuse in the 50s and 60s, Walter Payton in the 70s, Tony Dorsett in the 70s, Glenn Davis, Army in the 40s, Reggie White, Tennessee, early 80s, Billy Sims, Oklahoma, 70s, Peyton Manning, mid-90s. That's the most recent one. Like, there is nobody remotely recent in the top 25 other than Barry Sanders and Peyton Manning.
And Bo.
And Bo. But even Bo's like, you know, he's mid-80s. I guess so is Barry.
I didn't see that. I'm literally reacting to this list now because I didn't see this list either. I I mean, I can.
What did you do at halftime?
I can't.
White Ops.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Who's this?
White Ops. White Ops. Jeez. No, it's Brown Ops. No, I mean, just listening to this list, I can name two players from like the last 20, 30 years. Tebow.
Tebow needed to be on here.
Tebow super. And I know his career was not as long as many thought, but like Tommy Frazier was incredible at Nebraska.
I totally agree.
Incredible at Nebraska. I don't know what is Red Grange. I don't know what he did
He's
in the 20s.
Galloping Ghost.
I don't know what he did in the 20s.
Well, he played. You got to respect the old school too.
Yeah, so did Tebow.
He is known as like the most important football player or one of them of all time.
No, Jim Thorpe is.
What's crazy though is that like, yeah, no respect is shown to the last 30 years when we all agree the athletes of today
are
10 times
that has nothing to do
what any athletes
that has
were
nothing
back
to do with it.
Who cares?
It
means a little bit.
It does nothing to do
when
with it.
Red Strange was only playing
Red
against
Strange.
Red Strange was only playing
Grange.
Against white dudes.
Red Grange.
Nah, it's not necessarily true. It was, you know, there's a history of that happened. And it's how you compete against the play
the competition.
The competition. Like in 75 years, we're not going to say, hey, LeBron couldn't compete today.
Right.
Nobody cares.
You can't.
He's dominating the guys he was born with.
You can't factor in evolution.
Autoflex Leasing Fantech submissions at 877-881-1053. 817. Should Vince Young have been on the list? What about Ricky Williams from the 214, from the 817? Johnny Football make it anywhere in the top 25 from the 469? Charles Woodson. Not on the list.
Ricky is 57. Vince is 81.
Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart from the 972 and the 214.
This is the criminal one. Tim Tebow is 76.
Whoa.
Okay, now Tim Tebow, what he did in the NFL should never matter.
Try not to cry when you do this.
Right. It doesn't matter. Tim Tebow is one of the greatest college football players that ever lived. And he's, at worst, the greatest of the last 20 years. The worst. At worst, he's the greatest of the last 20 years. There's nobody better in the last 20 years than Tim Tebow.
Derek Holland, stop making fun of our video game sessions.
Yeah, that's right. Why don't you join us, man? Why don't you join the squad? Let's squad up. I bet you could be good with a paladin, 4x scope.
A who?
A paladin, it's a sniper.
No, are you telling me I need to get on a bike?
You're telling me I need an
exercise bike?
No.
John doesn't even play with pretend guns because he doesn't want there to be any.
Yeah.
You making paladin jokes?
No, I'm not making paladin jokes, but there's any way.
Oh, Peloton.
It's a Peloton. A paladin is a Furman.
Hey, if there's anyone that's going to play Black Ops and carry the backpacks.
You see, Derek, what you're associating with? You want to get back in the bigs? You separate yourself from Troy, this type of talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.